Hey everyone, buckle up because today we're diving headfirst into the exciting world of avionics repair.
And let me tell you, it's a field that's evolving faster than ever.
We're practically skipping the TSA line and heading straight for the hangar to see where the future of flight is being built.
You got it.
And our trusty guide for this journey is, of course, the latest issue of Aviation Maintenance Magazine.
Always ahead of the curve, those guys.
Seriously, if you want to know what's happening in avionics, that's where you go.
It's true. They really are like the go-to source. And speaking of cutting edge, the stuff they're talking about in this issue, it's mind-blowing.
Yeah, the speed of these advancements, it's incredible.
We're not talking about small, incremental changes here. It's a complete transformation of how we think about aircraft systems. It's a whole different ballgame.
Totally. This isn't your grandpa's cockpit anymore, that's for sure. It's light years ahead.
And you know what that means for the folks listening, right? Safer, more efficient flights. That's what it all boils down to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it also means a whole new level of complexity when it comes to repairs, right?
Oh, absolutely. All this new technology requires some seriously skilled technicians.
Yeah.
And let's not forget about the facilities. You need cutting-edge facilities to even begin to tackle these repairs.
It's like the difference between changing a flat tire and performing open-heart surgery on a computer, wouldn't you say?
Exactly. Precision is key. And to really understand how fast things are changing, we got to look at some specific examples.
Give me the rundown.
So you've got companies like Universal Avionics, right?
Yeah.
They're going all in on artificial intelligence.
AI and avionics, that's fascinating.
And it's not just AI for the sake of it. They're using it for remote diagnostics. And get this, even augmented reality tools to make repairs smoother and more efficient.
Well, on remote diagnostics, that's already changing the game in other industries. But in avionics, that's next level. Imagine diagnosing a problem with a plane's systems from thousands of miles away.
Right. And think about the potential there. We're talking about minimizing delays, improving safety. It's huge.
Yeah. It's like instead of waiting for something to break, they can predict potential issues before they even become a problem.
And it's not just about fixing problems after they pop up. It's about making these systems easier to use from the get-go.
Make it user-friendly. I like that.
Exactly. Take Honeywell Aerospace, for example. They just launched this awesome new flight deck called Anthem. It's crazy how intuitive it is. Like, they designed it to be as easy to use as your smartphone.
Wow, that's smart.
Yeah.
So many people are already familiar with smartphones. It just makes sense to make the technology in the cockpit feel familiar. And that's got to be a huge plus for pilot training as well.
Oh, for sure. Anything that can make that learning curve a little less steep.
Right. And potentially fewer errors down the line, too.
You got it. It's all about safety at the end of the day. And you know what else is huge these days, even up at 30,000 feet? Connectivity.
Oh, tell me about it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to be connected all the time, even when they're in the air. It's like oxygen these days.
No kidding. And Flying Colors Corporation, they've actually seen a huge spike in demand for those in-flight connectivity upgrades. People just can't seem to live without it.
Makes sense. I mean, think about how much we rely on being connected on the ground. It's only natural that we'd want the same level of access in the air.
Totally. But of course, it's not always smooth flying.
Oh,
I mean, the industry's faced some pretty big challenges recently, especially with that whole COVID situation.
Oh, yeah. The pandemic really threw the whole aviation sector for a loop. How could we forget?
Seriously, it was a wild ride. And for avionics repair, it created this whole unique set of circumstances. Supply chains were disrupted all over the place. It was hard to get parts.
I remember hearing about those shortages.
Yeah.
Everything was delayed and costs went up.
Yep, it was a mess. But here's the interesting part. In the middle of all that chaos, there was this surge in demand for private aviation.
Really? Why is that?
Well, a lot of people got spooked about flying commercial, you know, worried about being exposed to the virus. So those who could afford it opted for private jets instead.
Makes sense. More space, more control over the environment.
Exactly. So you had this situation where demand for private air travel was going up.
But at the same time, the supply chain for parts and repairs was a total disaster.
Bingo. And that had some pretty interesting effects on the avionics repair industry. One of the big ones was this resurgence of older aircraft.
Oh, interesting. You mean like instead of buying brand new planes, they were fixing up the old ones?
Exactly. They were giving these old birds some serious avionics upgrades to meet the increased demand. It's kind of like taking a vintage car and giving it a brand new engine.
I love that analogy. Breathing new life into these older planes. And I bet it was a lot more cost effective than buying new in many cases.
Oh, for sure. But it wasn't all sunshine and roses, let me tell you. This whole supply chain mess hit some companies pretty hard.
Yeah, I can imagine. Especially with those delays and everything. Do you have any examples?
Yeah, take Mid-Canada Mod Center, for example. They do a lot of modification work. They were hit hard. Costs for materials and components went through the roof. And those delays, forget about it.
It really puts into perspective just how interconnected our world is.
Yeah.
Something happens on the other side of the globe, and it can have huge ripple effects on industries everywhere.
No kidding. It's like a domino effect. But you know, it's amazing how some companies find a way to not just survive, but thrive in those situations.
Like they see an opportunity where others only see obstacles. I like that attitude.
Exactly. And flying colors is a great example. So they were actually considered an essential service during the pandemic.
Wow, really?
Yeah. And get this, their business actually increased because of it.
No way. That's amazing. What was their secret?
Well, some clients had to postpone their maintenance, naturally, but others saw that downtime as a golden opportunity.
To get ahead of the game, you mean?
Exactly. They used that time to invest in upgrades, things like better satellite communication systems and enhanced connectivity. So smart. They knew that when things eventually went back to normal, connectivity would be more important than ever.
Exactly. They were playing the long game, and it paid off big time.
That's a good lesson for all of us, no matter what industry we're in. Always be thinking ahead, anticipating the next big thing. But speaking of the future, where do we even begin to go from here? What's next for avionics repair and replacement?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? The future of avionics is really tied to two major factors, I think: increasing complexity and increasing autonomy in aircraft systems.
Okay, let's break those down a bit. When you say increasing complexity, what do you mean exactly?
Well, we're talking about a whole new generation of aircraft systems. They're more intricate, more interconnected than ever before. It's not just separate parts anymore. It's all these systems talking to each other, sharing data.
So it's like the whole plane is becoming one big integrated system.
That's a great way to put it. And these systems are relying more and more on sophisticated software and algorithms, which just adds to the complexity. Right. So it's not just about knowing how to fix a specific part anymore. It's about understanding how all of these different systems interact.
Precisely. And that's where the increasing autonomy part comes in.
Okay, so we're talking about planes that can basically fly themselves.
Well, not quite there yet, but we're getting closer. We're talking about aircraft that can perform more and more sophisticated tasks without human intervention, making decisions, taking actions on their own.
Wow. That's both exciting and a little bit unnerving, to be honest. What does that mean for the role of human pilots and technicians?
That's the big question, isn't it? And it's one that's being debated right now. But here's the thing. As these systems become more autonomous, the need for human oversight doesn't go away. It actually becomes even more important.
How so? I would think that if a plane can fly itself, you wouldn't need as many humans involved.
Here's the thing. You still need people who can anticipate problems, people who truly understand the nuances of these complex systems, and can make split-second decisions when things go wrong.
So it's more about having a different kind of skill set.
Exactly. It's about adapting to this new world where humans and machines are working more closely than ever. And that brings us back to those skilled technicians we were talking about earlier.
Right, the ones who are going to be working on these incredibly complex, increasingly autonomous aircraft, what kind of skills are they going to need to stay ahead of the curve?
Well, the avionics technicians of tomorrow, they're going to need a whole new toolbox.
Like what kind of tools? Give me some specifics.
Well, for starters, a deep, deep understanding of both the mechanical and digital aspects of these systems. They've got to speak both languages.
It's like they need to be both a mechanic and a computer programmer all rolled into one.
Pretty much. They'll need a strong foundation in software data analysis. And let's not forget about cybersecurity. That's becoming huge.
Yeah, especially with all that data flying around.
Yeah.
You don't want any hackers getting their hands on that.
No kidding. And here's the kicker. They need to be lifelong learners. This field is changing so fast, they've got to be able to adapt, to pick up new technologies as they emerge.
It's like the learning never stops.
Never stops.
Yeah.
But that's part of what makes it so exciting, right?
Totally. It's a challenge, but it's also an opportunity to be at the forefront of innovation in one of the most dynamic industries out there.
Exactly. And speaking of innovation, you want to hear some predictions about what's coming down the pipeline?
Hit me with them. What do the experts think the future holds for avionics repair? I'm all ears.
Well, those folks over at Universal Avionics, they're predicting a huge increase in, you guessed it, remote diagnostics.
Oh, yeah. It's the way of the future. What else?
They're also saying that routine maintenance tasks like pre-flight checks and system diagnostics, those could all be done remotely someday.
Whoa, imagine that. Saving time, saving money, potentially making things even safer.
And here's where it gets really cool. They're even talking about a future where predictive maintenance becomes the norm.
Predictive maintenance, what's that?
It's like having a crystal ball for your aircraft. By analyzing data from all the sensors and systems, technicians will be able to predict potential problems before they even happen.
Whoa. That's some next-level stuff right there. Like Minority Report, but for planes.
Right. It's all about staying one step ahead.
Okay, so Universal Avionics is all about the remote diagnostics and predictive maintenance. What about other companies? What are they seeing on the horizon?
Well, Honeywell Aerospace, they're putting their money on data accessibility.
Data. Data everywhere.
Seriously, they're talking about a future where technicians have instant access to all the maintenance data they need, no matter where they are.
That makes a lot of sense. No more digging through mountains of paperwork or trying to track down some obscure manual. Just boom, all the information right there at their fingertips.
Exactly. And Mid-Canada Mod Center, they're saying that onboard diagnostics are going to get a whole lot more sophisticated.
So even smarter planes.
Even smarter.
Yeah.
They're talking about systems that can pinpoint the exact problem and maybe even suggest solutions.
Like having a built-in mechanic on every flight. I like it.
Yeah.
But what about all this talk about connectivity? Where does that fit into the future of avionics repair?
Ah, that's a whole other can of worms, my friend. Flying colors, they're predicting that connectivity is going to become as essential to aircraft as, like, engines and wings.
Can't argue with that. It's pretty essential on the ground these days, that's for sure.
Right, and that means a whole new level of data management, and with all that data, a whole lot of cybersecurity concerns.
Oh, for sure. It's like
Right.
we're not just talking about upgrading airplanes anymore. It's like we're turning them into these giant flying data centers.
Exactly. And Flying Colors, they're even predicting that regulatory bodies are going to start mandating certain avionics systems pretty soon.
Mandating. Like, it'll be the law.
Exactly. Especially systems related to safety, navigation, and you guessed it, data security.
It's like the Wild West of aviation technology is about to get a whole lot more structured.
You could say that. It's not just going to be about which airlines want the coolest, newest tech anymore. They're going to need certain systems just to meet the regulations.
Makes sense. It's kind of like how seatbelts and smoke detectors became mandatory in cars. Safety first.
Precisely. And that's going to keep the avionics repair industry on its toes, for sure.
So, more connectivity, more data, more security concerns, tighter regulations it's a whole new ballgame. But what does this actually mean for the average person, the everyday flyer?
That's a great question, and it's one we should all be thinking about. You see, the trends we're talking about here, they're not just limited to the world of aviation.
You mean this is about more than just planes?
Exactly. This is about the future of technology as a whole. This whole thing with increasing complexity, connectivity, automation, that's happening everywhere.
So the skills that these avionics technicians are learning, like data analysis, cybersecurity, remote diagnostics, those are valuable in all kinds of industries.
You got it. And understanding these trends, it's not just about fixing airplanes anymore. It's about understanding how the world is changing, how the nature of work itself is changing.
It's like we're getting a glimpse into the future. And from the looks of it, it's going to be a wild ride. But hey, that's what makes things interesting, right?
Couldn't have said it better myself. So, as we start to wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with a little something to chew on.
I always love a good thought-provoking question to end on. Lay it on me.
All right, here it is. If we know that all these advancements in avionics, this fusion of technology and human ingenuity, can have such a huge impact on the aviation industry, what other fields out there could benefit from a similar approach?
What other industries could use a little avionics inspiration?
That's a great question. I guess it's up to all of us to find those connections, to look for opportunities to apply these lessons in new and innovative ways.
Exactly. Because innovation, it doesn't happen in a vacuum. It's about making connections, seeing the bigger picture, and never being afraid to ask, what if?
It really makes you think about all the possibilities out there. But with all this talk about AI, automation, and super smart systems, I think it's important to remember that there are still humans involved in all of this.
100%. It's easy to get caught up in the technology itself, but we can't forget about the human element. Right, because at the end of the day, these systems are designed to carry people safely through the air.
Exactly. And that's a huge responsibility. So while these advancements are incredible, and believe me, they are, we still need human judgment, human expertise to make sure everything runs smoothly.
So, Even with all the automation, we still need skilled professionals who can design, build, maintain, and most importantly, I think, troubleshoot these systems when things go wrong.
Absolutely. We're talking about people's lives here. As those systems become more autonomous, that human oversight, it doesn't become less important. If anything, it becomes even more critical.
That's a really good point. Because you might think, oh, if a plane can fly itself, we don't need as many humans involved. But it's actually the opposite.
It's about having people who can anticipate problems before they happen, who really understand the ins and outs of these systems and can make those critical decisions when things get hairy.
It's that ability to think critically, to problem solve on the fly, to be adaptable. Those are the skills that are going to be even more valuable in this new world of aviation.
You're preaching to the choir here. Finding that sweet spot between technological innovation and human ingenuity, that's the key.
It's like a partnership.
Exactly. We need to leverage technology to enhance what humans can do best. And that brings us back to the technicians.
All right, the ones who are going to be on the front lines working on these incredibly complex systems, what kind of training and preparation do they need to be ready for what's coming next?
Well, let me tell you, the avionics technicians of tomorrow, they're going to need a whole different skill set. They've got to be incredibly well-rounded.
So what does that look like?
They've got to understand both the mechanical aspects of these systems and the digital side of things. Like, it's not just about wrenches and screwdrivers anymore.
It's like they need to be fluent in two different languages, mechanic and computer programmer.
Exactly. And they need a rock-solid foundation in software. Data analysis, that's huge. And of course, cybersecurity is non-negotiable.
So much to learn, so little time.
Right. And here's the kicker. They can't just learn it once and be done. It's constantly evolving, so they've got to be open to learning new things throughout their entire careers. It's a lifetime commitment.
But that's the exciting part, right?
Exactly. You're always learning, always challenged, always pushing the boundaries. It's not for the faint of heart, that's for sure. But for those who are passionate about technology, love a good challenge, and aren't afraid of a little hard work, it's a fantastic field to be in.
A career with some serious altitude. I love it. This whole conversation has been so eye-opening.
Glad to hear it. It just goes to show you how dynamic this field is, right?
Total. And how interconnected it is with so many other industries.
It's bigger than just avionics. It's about the future of technology itself. And looking ahead, I think there's one thing we can say for sure. It's only going to get more exciting from here.
More complex, more connected, more automated. Buckle up. But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, I think it's important to bring it back to our listeners for a moment. With all this talk about the future, what are some key takeaways they can walk away with today?
That's a great point. You know, we've covered a lot of ground here, but if there's one thing I want listeners to remember, it's this. Don't get so focused on the technology itself that you forget about the human element.
Because even in a world of AI and automation, human skills are more important than ever.
1,000%. Those critical thinking skills, the ability to solve problems on the fly, to adapt to new situations, those are the things that will set you apart in any field.
And not just in aviation, right?
Exactly. These are skills that are valuable in any profession. And the thing is, they're not something a computer can just learn overnight. Those human skills, that human touch, it's what makes all the difference.
So, as we look to the future, it's not about choosing between humans or machines.
It's about finding that synergy between the two. It's about using technology to empower us, to help us do what we do best, but with even greater precision, efficiency, and safety.
It's about recognizing that technology is a tool. And like any tool, it's only as good as the person using it. But with the right skills, the right knowledge, and the right mindset, the possibilities are limitless.
Couldn't have said it better myself. We can achieve incredible things when we combine the best of human ingenuity with the power of technology.
Which is exactly what we're seeing happening in the world of avionics repair right now. It's a fantastic example of what's possible when we dare to push the boundaries of innovation.
And I have a feeling this is just the tip of the iceberg.
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
So as we continue to explore the exciting world of avionics, I think it's important to keep our minds open to all the possibilities that lie ahead.
Absolutely. And to never underestimate the power of human ingenuity to shape the future.
Well said. Now, before we get too sentimental, I think it's time for us to shift gears and dive into a topic that's sure to get those creative juices flowing.
Oh, I like where this is going. You're talking about that little thought experiment we cooked up, right?
The one and only. So we've spent all this time talking about the incredible innovations happening in avionics, but what if we could take some of those principles, those outside-the-box ideas, and apply them to other fields.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Give me an example.
All right, let's take those remote diagnostics we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
They're used to monitor aircraft engines from thousands of miles away, right? But what if we could use that same technology to monitor something like, say, wind turbines?
Wind turbines. Now, that's interesting.
Right. Think about all those wind farms located in remote areas, difficult to access and expensive to maintain. But with remote diagnostics, we could potentially monitor those turbines in real time, identify potential issues before they become major problems, and maybe even optimize their performance, all from a central location.
You're saying we could make renewable energy more accessible and more efficient by borrowing from the world of avionics.
Exactly. It's about looking for those unexpected connections, those opportunities to transfer knowledge and innovation from one field to another. And who knows what other breakthroughs we could unlock if we just start asking, what if?
And that's the beauty of it all, isn't it?
Absolutely. Because when we break down those silos between industries, when we allow ourselves to be inspired by what's happening in seemingly unrelated fields, that's when the real magic happens.
I'm with you on that. So for all those listeners out there who are feeling inspired, I say don't be afraid to think outside the box.
Challenge the status quo.
Embrace those what-if moments.
And who knows, maybe you'll be the one to spark the next big breakthrough. It really gets the wheels turning, doesn't it? Makes you realize that the most exciting innovations often come from those unexpected connections.
It's like cross-pollinating ideas from different fields. You never know what might take root and blossom.
Exactly. We've talked about renewable energy, transportation, even healthcare, but I'm sure our listeners are already thinking of other possibilities. What other industries could benefit from a little avionics inspiration? What else comes to mind?
Well, that's the beauty of this, isn't it? The possibilities really are endless. But I think the key takeaway here is this. The future of avionics is about more than just, well, avionics. It's about pushing the boundaries of what's possible, and that's something that has implications for every single industry out there.
It's about embracing that spirit of innovation, that willingness to challenge the status quo and ask, what if?
Exactly. Because the most groundbreaking discoveries often happen when we dare to look beyond the obvious, when we're brave enough to connect the dots in unexpected ways.
And who knows what incredible breakthroughs we might witness if we can all embrace that mindset. It's an exciting time to be alive, that's for sure. But for now, we'll have to start our descent and prepare for landing on this deep dive. It's been an incredible journey exploring the world of avionics repair with you.
The pleasure was all mine. It's been a fascinating conversation.
Until next time, keep those minds open, keep those imaginations soaring, and never stop exploring the endless possibilities that await us in the world of technology and beyond.
Here's to pushing those boundaries.
Cheers to that.